Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Part 40, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains two poems, The Brook and The Ballad of the Clampherdown. Part 4, continued. The Brook. Tennyson's The Brook is included out of love to a dear old schoolmate in Colorado. The real brook, near Cambridge, England, is tame compared to your Colorado streams, O beloved comrade. This poem is well liked by the majority of pupils. I chatter, chatter, as I flow to join the brimming river, for men may come and men may go, but I go on forever. I wind about and in and out with here a blossom sailing, and here and there a lusty trout, and here and there a grayling. I steal by lawns and grassy plots, I slide by hazel covers, I move the sweet forget-me-nots that grow for happy lovers. I slip, I slide, I glue my glance among my skimming swallows, I make the netted sunbeams dance against my sandy shallows. I murmur under moon and stars in brambly wildernesses, I linger by my shingly bars, I loiter round my cresses. And out again I curve and flow to join the brimming river, for men may come and men may go, but I go on forever. Alfred Tennyson. The Ballad of the Clampherdown. The Ballad of the Clampherdown, by Rudyard Kipling, is included because my boys always like it. It needs a great deal of explanation, and few boys will hold out to the end in learning it, but it pays. It was our warship, Clampherdown, would sweep the channel clean, wherefore she kept her hatches close, when the merry channel chops arose to save the bleached marine. She had one bow gun of 100 ton, and a great stern gun beside. They dipped their noses deep in the sea, they racked their stays and stanchions free, in the wash of the wind-whipped tide. It was our warship, Clampherdown, fell in with a cruiser light, that carried the dainty Hotchkiss gun, and a pair of heels wherewith to run, from the grip of a close-fought fight. She opened fire at 7 miles, as ye shoot at a bobbing cork, and once she fired, and twice she fired, till the bow-gun grouped like a lily tired that lolls upon the stalk. "Captain, the bow-gun melts apace, the deck-beams break below. 'Twere well to rest for an hour or twain, and botch the shattered plates again." And he answered, "Make it so." She opened fire within the mile, as ye shoot at the flying duck, and the great stern-gun shot fair and true, with the heave of the ship to the stainless blue, and the great stern-turret struck. "Captain, the turret fills with steam, the feed-pipes burst below. You can hear the hiss of helpless ram, you can hear the twisted runners jam." And he answered, "Turn and go." It was our warship, Clampherdown, and grimly did she roll, swung round to take the cruiser's fire, as the white whale faces the thresher's ire, when they war by the frozen pole. "Captain, the shells are falling fast, and faster still fall we, and it is not meet for English stock to bide in the heart of an 8-day clock the death they cannot see. Lie down, my bold A.B., we drift upon her beam, we dare not ram, for she can run, and dare ye fire another gun and die in the peeling stream? It was our warship, Clampherdown, that carried an armor belt, but 50 feet at stern and bow lay bare as the paunch of the purser's sow to the hail of the Nordenfelt. Captain, they lack us through and through, the chilled steel bolts are swift. We have emptied the bunkers in open sea, their shrapnel bursts where our coal should be." And he answered, "Let her drift." It was our warship, Clampherdown, swung round upon the tide. Her two dumb guns glared south and north, and the blood and the bubbling stream ran forth, and she ground the cruiser's side. "Captain, they cry the fight is done, they bid you send your sword." And he answered, Grapple her stern and bow. They have asked for the steel, they shall have it now. Out, cutlasses, and board! It was our warship, Clampherdown, spewed up 400 men, and the scalded stokers yelped delight as they rolled in the waist and heard the fight stamp o'er their steel-walled pen. They cleared the cruiser end to end, from conning tower to hold. They fought as they fought in Nelson's fleet. They were stripped to the waist, they were bare to the feet, as it was in the days of old. It was the sinking Clampherdown heaved up her battered side, and carried 1,000,000 pounds in steel to the cod and the corpse-fed conger eel, and the scour of the channel tide. It was the crew of the Clampherdown stood out to sweep the sea on a cruiser won from an ancient foe, as it was in the days of long ago, and as it still shall be. Rudyard Kipling. End of section 40. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 29th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.